fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Good morning on this final day of 2017. And welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us is born, a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And now we will have Joby Noriel, who will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 50, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Good morning. As 2017 ends, I know all of us have been through a lot of things this year, but we always count our blessings and realize that the one thing that never changes is Jesus Christ our Lord. And so looking forward to 2018, we look forward to the coming of our Lord Savior, and we have so much to be thankful for. So let's open with Fairest Lord Jesus, number 50. We're going to be singing the first and last stanzas. Let's turn to number 151, Jesus is coming again. Join me in standing, please, as we sing our last hymn today, number 149, When We See Christ. Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much, Brother Jovi, and Merry Christmas to you. I was not here. I was in the cold area of Oregon. It's snowing on our properties and cold as can be. So I'm glad to be back in California. I told Miriam, it's good to visit with you, but not this time. It's good, and it's getting worse. And maximum is today is good. It's going to be 36 maximum. See, you wake up with 24, 25. The worst is the ice. You're going to drive. The car goes everywhere, and so on. But we enjoy the family and the queen, Taylor Nicole, our wonderful great-granddaughter, who get everything she wants from Grandpa. All right? It's just good. Let's pray to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, like Isaiah the prophet, we stand in awe of your glory. Thank you for the year 2017. You protected us, you guide us, and love us every day of this year that comes to a close today. We pray for our nation, America. We pray for our president and vice president. Help them to find your way in the dark. Give them light. Give them wisdom to lead us as a nation who fear God and love God. We come together as your people to thank you for your strong hand upon us in the year 2017. And pray that as in few hours we will step into another year in our lives, you will be with each of us, guiding us, encouraging us through your promises. May we be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit as never before. May we be encouraged today through the promise of your coming. May we be comforted through the assurance that Jesus is coming again to take us with him into your presence forevermore. As long as we are in this world, we have needs. And so we pray for our friends and brothers and sisters who have those needs. Maida Kahn with lung cancer. Joshua Yalde, strength to walk normally. Mrs. Butone with cancer. Jorge Peretti, surgery is coming on January 5th. Luenli family, now in the new location in Los Banos. Dwight Forsee with healing power, bodily, mentally, and spiritually. For Ed Hernandez with dementia and recovery from a stroke. For Lunar Rice and the rehabilitation after a fall. Our fire in Southern California. Lord, we pray for the families now without home. Lord, guide them and provide a way out of this catastrophe. Lord, we have missionaries everywhere. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebia and Marisa Perez in Benalmadena, Spain. Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala. Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, celebrating 21 years of ministry. Jose and Avila, who is now with us today, across the Caribbean and across Central and South America. Daniel and Miriam Lacey in Oregon. Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, Oregon. And Pastor Edmond in Bacharach, Lord, he has the surgery, and our church provided. Thank you, Father, for that moment, and we pray that he will have a full recovery. May the joy of the Lord be expressed now through our offering. So bless the offering and bless the giver. And when all is accomplished, we are going to be careful to give you the honor and the glory, because we pray in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated.
And will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians. If you're using the burgundy cover King James Version Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1288. And if you're using the black cover Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1358. We will be reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Blessed is the word of God. Our gracious Father and our God, we thank you for the marvelous blessing we have in your written word, which you have provided for us, in which you reveal yourself to us so that we can know you, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We can rest knowing you abide with us now and forever. You are a holy God to be feared by all sinners, Father, and your word says, we all have sinned and fall short of your glory. And with our unending praise and gratitude for the greatest of grace and blessings, sending the Lord Jesus Christ to redeem us by the shedding of his blood, we look for his appearing, knowing that when he appears and we see him, we shall be like him. We thank you for such marvelous grace, Father, and mercy, and to you alone be the glory. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. We thank you for blessing him with faithfulness as he comes now to preach the word. And also, Father, bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, and help us to be doers of the word. In the Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?